Big bro.
What's up?
Well, thank you, man. Trust you're good, bro.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, so finally. Welcome to the Gamecast Pod with Big Yak and my ardent and amiable. No. I shouldn't hate you that much because you're a Chelsea fan. So please.
I'm the biggest Chelsea fan in Nigeria. Simply broad.
we shouldn't be together in the same space because apparently as a staunch Man United fan, I don't want to hear Chelsea. You guys are below us and.
The feeling is mutual. I don't like Manchester United. I don't want to use another word, so I'll just leave it as don't like. So I'm just managing you.
At least we had a full season of bans where you guys couldn't even say anything. But yes, more of it.
Yeah, this is your time. Enjoy it. Now, turn by turn.
I know you guys must be wondering the voices you are hearing, and this is more like a first of its kind. We'll call it the Beautiful Gamecast, and it's going to be anchored by me, Big Yak, and my brother, Simply Bro. I know we've got several and 1,001 things to talk to you about in football. Big bro, let them know now.
Yeah, it's not just 1,001, it's 1,002 things. So, for today's episode, we'll just major on the conversation and the debate that has been, though we are not debating here, but the debate that has been online. So anywhere you go to YouTube, go on social media, I see people breaking their head over this topic. So what exactly is this topic? The topic is even bigger than me because it's for people that have goal scorers in their team. So I'm going to allow the person that has goal scorer in his team to tell us the topic.
It's actually a big topic. Like you said, their top scorer has just 9 goals, which I wouldn't mention.
Can we not do this today?
it's a massive topic, and it involves the one of the finest strikers to ever come out of England, and another one, the Viking, the Norwegian, the machine, the robot. Enough of the hype for Erling Haaland. Well, today we're going to be focusing on Erling Haaland, 36 goals in the league. And Harry Kane 30 goal for a struggling sports team this season. Bro, personally for me, right? I think
Harry
tremendously well. That is not to take credit away from what Haaland has done, because
it's just an incredible feat for somebody to achieve to score 36 goals in a league season. But when you look at players like Elena, Harry Kane, and where he's playing for, the way his team is struggling, getting 30 goals in the league from that kind of team, I think it's quite remarkable.
So immediately you said struggling Tottenham side, I knew you were going to tilt to that point, because that's the whole topic when you talk about why do you think Harry Kane's 30 goal is more impressive than Erling Haaland's 36 goals. You hear Tottenham is struggling, but we've forgotten that this young man Erling Haaland just came to the league. He just came to the league and he took the league by storm. A lot of strikers will come, Ballon d'Or winners will come to this league and to swallow them up. But this guy came and did what nobody has ever done before, 36 goals. It's not something that you just do because you are a goal scorer. It's something that you have to be clinical enough to do. So I know the whole idea of Harry Kane being playing for Tottenham and Tottenham struggling. Yeah. But if you look at, he was their go-to source for goal. So
exactly.
So he was that man. So of course, all balls to Harry Kane, you leave it to him. When he gets to that point, he does it. But for Erling Haaland to even make, it was not as if Guardiola changes his pattern, but he kind of made him do that a bit, because, you know, of course, Man City have never been that team to have a one main man. Yes, they had Aguero, they had Jesus, one of those times, but they never played with a striker that would just stay in the box and wait for the ball.
I think prior to Erling Haaland coming to the league, I knew he was going to take the league by storm, because for a striker to be that impeccable at a young age, to be competing with Robert Lewandowski while they were still together in the Bundesliga, for a player like that to be competing, I knew Erling Haaland was going to be one of the biggest and the best transfer to ever happen in the Premier League, because this guy, when he was at Dortmund, he didn't have these classes of players, these De Bruyne kind of players that will serve him the ball on the silver or on the platter of gold, that will serve him the ball directly when he wants it, how he wants it, wherever he wants it. Not to take away credit from the likes of Julian Brandt, Marco Reus, that fits him. I know, if you can remember vividly, when Sancho was still at Dortmund, Haaland was bagging goals. That partnership was lit. Now, bringing it to the league of where you have players like Kevin De Bruyne, Ilkay Gundogan, Bernardo Silva, Jack Grealish in your team, who just create chances, in as much as they score, they also create chances. I think this is one of the reasons why I knew that Erling Haaland transfer to Manchester City was going to be one of the biggest. Like, I say biggest because it's the biggest. So, I'm not discrediting Haaland for what he has done. He has done tremendously well to break that record of scoring more than 30 goals in the league. But when I look at it from another angle, Harry Kane, because like I said before, it is struggling Tottenham side. Tottenham at some point, people thought, yeah, okay, getting Antonio Conte it was the missing piece of their jigsaw. They are going to get back to the trophies and all of that. They started well in the season. And remember, Harry Kane was not fully fit at the start of the season. And at some point, he lost form too. There were points where he went on a goal.
He came back,
scoring 30 goals at the end of the season. This is the second time he's actually scoring a 30 goal in the league season. First was in 2018, and he didn't even win the Golden Boot in any of these times that he scored in the league. So, which is the reason why I said this guy is a really good goal scorer. And I think personally, if he also has the likes of De Bruyne feeding him the ball and making those passes for him while he makes those runs, he should score more than 30 goals, don't you think so?
For me, I will have to disagree a bit with you. First, okay, to start with, I will start from the point where you mentioned his form at the start of the season. We all knew after the whole saga with the transfer to Man City and everything, he was out of form. And for me, you counted it as a plus for him because, for somebody that was out of form for, I think, he did not score at all in August and also to the first part of September. Even October, he was out of form. So he still scored 30 goals. But we look at Erling Haaland that did not have any time. After the World Cup, of course, the goals reduced, but it was not as if he was not scoring. He was not just scoring the numbers that he was scoring. He was not scoring 4-3-2 like as he did before the World Cup. But throughout the season, Erling Haaland was consistent. Consistent. If Man City needed a goal, he would turn. There was no point where you say, he was out of form. So we can say that Harry Kane failed Tottenham, because if he was not out of form, I think Tottenham would have finished maybe fourth or third, because this season, of course, a lot of the big guns were not in their normal form.
So apparently you are blaming Tottenham's ranking in the league to you are attaching it to the fact that Kane loss of form in the beginning of the season was the reason why they are where they are. But I think you should know that even when he came back to scoring wins, they were still not getting to that level where we would expect the normal sports team to be. Harry Kane was bagging goals. Harry Kane was scoring, but in the real sense of it, they were not really thriving like we really think they should. Which we wouldn't even dive into what is wrong with Tottenham, because that's not the point, that the bone of contention in this conversation. But I think if Haaland was in that sports side, I might be wrong though, but I don't think he might bag up to 30 goals like Harry Kane did.
Yeah, I will agree with you on that. He will not. But I don't think he will score up to 30 goals. But I don't also think Harry Kane will
score 30 goals in that Man City side.
And this division. For Erling Haaland, his style of play is quite different from Harry Kane. Harry Kane can play as a number 10. Harry Kane will drop deep. And one, so you expect, in fact, I think what Harry Kane will have more if he played for this Man City side is his assist. And then you have players like De Bruyne maybe scoring up to 20 goals. And that's what we saw it last season when Son scored 20 plus goals, because Harry Kane will drop deep for him and provide those assists. And that's what he will do. So there are two different players in their respective clubs. They are the best. But then when you switch them, no. So even Harry Kane will struggle. Of course, it's not going to be struggle because, of course, he's going to get the assist. So he will still have them, but he will not get up to 30 goals. He will be score around 18, 20, 16, 17 assists. That's. Go on.
For this, I concur with what you said, because from much of Harry Kane's balls that I've watched, is a striker that drops deep. At some point, when he doesn't get the ball at all, he comes to the middle to create chances for himself, which is the reason why he has more goals and also more assists. It was evident last season, and even this season it was evident. So I strongly argue that even if he goes to that Manchester City side, when he doesn't get the ball, he will drop deep to try and create chances for himself, which is unlike Erling Haaland. Erling Haaland is always making the run, he's always on the run. And one thing that baffles me, but I really love with Erling Haaland, is the fact that he is hardly caught offside. I don't know whether you observe that.
Either I was about saying this, because for a striker that plays that way, those type of strikers get caught offside almost every time, because you are always making that run, you are always ahead of the last defender, you are always, you know, just looking for that space. Just immediately you see your midfielder just raise his head up, you are already running into space and everything. But for him, I don't think I watched maybe half of Manchester City matches, and I am struggling to remember any time VAR overruled any of his goals. So I'm really struggling for offside. I'm not saying that it did not happen, but I'm struggling to actually remember any instant. And that is like a feather on his cap. Because imagine if 5 of those goals were ruled out for offside, then we'll be talking about him scoring only 31 goals, making his record less impressive. In fact, it's not going to be a record. So yeah. I never thought of that, and wow.
But that it's quite remarkable for a striker, because most of these top notch strikers that I know, Karim Benzema, Robert Lewandowski, in as much as these people make those runs, they still get caught up in offside position in twice or thrice in a match. But for Erling Haaland, he granted an interview and he said something like, He studies defender a whole lot. And when you notice from Haaland, the moment the player gets the ball, he knows when and where to run to. And when the pass comes, it is clean through on goal, which is something I aim for, especially. But
you remember this point. You know, can you remember the goal he scored against Manchester United? when he was suspended in the air.
You see, we shouldn't dive into matters like this, please. We shouldn't dive.
That's quite a lot of goals. Yes, quite right. Why did you choose to mention the biggest club in England?
No, he has not scored against Chelsea.
He literally doesn't like it. Is kind of pitying you guys, you know. You've had more than enough difficulties this season. So for Erling Haaland to come and score, besides, you know, the keeper you used against him was not the one that Erling Haaland is just like another black Benteke.
Well, of course. Okay, yeah. So since he's not the one that was in good, I don't think it really had anything to do with it.
You lot played with Manchester City's team B. So
we played against Manchester City first leg. We played against them Carabao Cup and in the FA Cup, and he did not score. So
let's hope for next season. The number of goals he would score against Chelsea, we wouldn't even be having this Haaland and Harry Kane debate anymore.
I really hope we don't have the debate anymore, but I am sure there's no how the British press will not make it happen. So
which of these things do you think it will be
remarkable?
I'm still standing on the Erling Haaland's 36 goals. And let's not forget his not just the 36 goals, he also won Manchester City the league. And I'm not talking about one as if he did it single-handedly. In just any other player, I would say the same thing about De Bruyne, Ederson, any other Manchester City player. So he won the league with Manchester City. That's one. And he also won some individual accolades, like breaking the EPL record. And also, he won the PFA Young Player of the Year Award and PWA or FWA, that's Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year Award. So, of course, it's not just about...
He has more age than Harry Kane. And yes, I would give it to Haaland. He deserves bagging for the first season. It's quite hard.
So,
I give it to Ellen. And I hope the next season he scores
Chelsea in particular. So,
yeah, he's still going to score against the team that he owns. So he owns Manchester United, so he'll still score. Maybe this one will score 5.
I don't want to accept that.
No one's...
Even though you know that's the truth, right?
No one wants Manchester. I'm starting
together. Just carry your Carabao Cup and just hold it as the only trophy this season. Let me give you a... Don't put your mind there. It will end in tears. Premium tears.
For the conference league. Oh,
I'm sorry. You don't even talk about Europe. I'm very sorry.
Okay. I saw what you did there. The fact that it's no longer paining me, because this is something that happened throughout the season. So, yeah, it does not hit. It doesn't... Nice one. I did not plan for this.
I'm sorry. It's just
I did not plan. If not,
we're brothers, man. We're brothers, man. Just a soft shade.
Never. That one was below the belt. That one was. If it was a boxing match, it would have been disqualified. You're not supposed to bring that to the team.
I wouldn't do that anymore. Yeah, to the amazing listeners, like I'm apologizing publicly to Broad right now. I say more of it next season.
More of what?
I didn't say anything in particular. I just said more of it next season. It's left for you guys.
There's nothing good in this season to have more. So don't say more of anything. The only good thing for me this season was Arsenal not winning the league. So, yeah, more of that next season.
everyone of London team trying to create a false rivalry. Besides, you can't even top Brentford in the league, and you are happy as hell now.
Well,
the very first episode of the beautiful Gamecast with Big Yak and Simply Bro. And don't forget to stream it on Jollof Radio as they bring you the best, the biggest, and the latest podcast as it is.
Yup.
So it's for me, Big Yak, it's a wrap. Bro, what's up? What did you get to tell our people?
Thank you for listening. Because of course, if you are not listening, you will not hear this part. So thank you for listening. And yeah, you can follow me on social media at Simply Broad, SYMPLYBROODD. Thank you.
Bigger, better, with more bangers, people.